открывай телефон.
Да. Одна точка, просто скажи, что одна точка
просит. Everything can automatically be accomplished by Guru Bhakti. This is quote.
And it's from the 7th canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 15, verse 25.
And next quote. Everything can automatically be accomplished by... I would like to know how it works. Some devotees of Śrīla Prabhupāda possess genuine Guru Bhakti, constantly meditating upon their Guruji and performing Vishambhana Guru Seva to him. Could you please explain in detail what kind of Siddha Deha and how they will attain after death due to such an absorption, and what will be their Seva afterwards?
How many questions are you on? Five questions are
you on? Could you please explain in detail what kind of Siddha Deha? I mean this...
No, I can't, so what's the next question?
How they will attain after death something due to such an absorption, and what will be their Seva afterwards? And also there is...
And the third, the fourth, and fifth question.
Yeah.
Anyway, just slow down. I mean, you know, like relax a little bit. In Hindi, we talk about Guru Bhakti. Guru Bhakti means Krishna Bhakti. There's no difference. There's no difference between Krishna Bhakti and Guru Bhakti. In fact, in Nectar Devotion, there's one verse, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He said, he finishes describing the nine limbs of devotional service. Then he says, as we're describing these nine limbs of devotional service in relation to Bhagavan, they can also be applied in relation to Bhagavan's devotee. There's a Sanskrit verse there. The nine limbs of devotion are Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, and Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanam, Vedanam. So these, and this is, because this is Vishnu Radhanam, Vishnu Bhakti, it's called Vishnu Bhakti, Navavita Bhakti, Vishnu Bhakti. These same nine limbs can apply to Guru. Shravanam Kirtanam, Guru Padasevanam, Guru Archanam, Guru Archanam, Guru Vandanam, Guru Dasyam, Guru Sakyam, Guru Atmanavedanam. This is from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. The verse is there. I just saw it yesterday. You can hear day and night, hear about the Guru, chant about the Guru, remember Guru, and you'll attain perfection. Because Krishna is pleased. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasada. But generally, if you have a guru, then you get guru agya. Because part of serving guru, Vishrambhena Gurur Seva, which you mentioned in your presentation, quoting Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that's the third level of devotion. Guru Pada Shraya, take shelter of guru's lotus feet. Sri Krishna Diksha Adi Shikshanam. So it says Sri Krishna Diksha means to be initiated in the mantras of worshipping Shakti and Shaktiman. Sri Krishna Diksha Adi Shikshanam. Adi means beginning. Beginning with Diksha, then Shiksha. Then Vishrambhena Gurur Seva. So if you're serving a guru, Vishrambha, without externals and with real feelings of intimacy and submission, that means you'll do what the guru says. So the guru, how can I please you? So you carry out the guru's agya, you carry out the guru's order. So when you do that, when you carry out the guru's order, then Krishna is very pleased. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado. When the guru is pleased, Krishna is pleased. By the grace of guru, you get the grace of Krishna. So someone who is serving Srila Prabhupada or any guru with Vishrambha guru bhakti and total dedication to guru, then what type of siddha deha do they get, and where will they be born next life, what will their seva be? These answers are not given in Shastra, but obviously, as Prabhupada once told some disciples when they were in a room conversation, they said, Prabhupada, you said we should always remember Krishna, we should think of Krishna at the time of death, anyone who remembers Krishna comes to me. Krishna says in Gita, if you remember me at the time of death, you come to me. But we don't know Krishna very well. We know you. We're always thinking of Prabhupada. Swamiji, in early days. So what's going to happen to us? You know, when we die, we'll just think of you. And so what happens to us? And Prabhupada said, if you're thinking of me when you die, then you'll go to where I am. And then Sandavati said, well, Prabhupada, you're always with Krishna, and you'll be with Krishna. And so Prabhupada said, yes, and you'll be there too. So if you're always thinking of Krishna, your next service will be as what is your next service? Same as your today's service. You're serving Krishna and Guru now, and when you was Vishramba with great love, and your next life you'll be serving Krishna and Guru. Either here in your Sadhaka Vesh or there in your Siddha Vesh. If you attain Prem, if you're a Vishramba Guru Bhakti in this life, brings you to the level of Krishna Prema and Guru Prema, then you go to Goloka Vrindavan, or rather Boma Vrindavan, to the Prakrit Leela of Krishna to be further trained by your Guru, and the Nitya Siddha Parishads of Radha and Krishna in your Madhurya Bhav, and then you'll get all the understandings of the different Sneha, Pranaya, Man, etc. And the Siddhadeya is revealed by Acharya Chaitya Vapusha. In 11th canto of Bhagavatam, Uddhava Gita describes Acharya Chaitya Vapusha, Marg Bhavana Marge. It says on the level of Raganuga Bhakti, all the intricacies and particularities of the path of Raganuga Bhakti that are needed by the sadhaka are revealed by the Acharya. The Acharya means a Diksha or a Shiksha Guru, or the Acharya Chaitya Vapusha Anupatiye Raganuga Ragamarg. Chaitya Vapusha means the form of the super soul within the heart. So if someone is serving their Guru sincerely and they are eligible and qualified to receive their Siddhadeya, they will be revealed to them directly by the Diksha or Shiksha Guru or by Krishna in the heart or at the time of leaving the body. Narada Muni in the first canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 6, verse 26 through 28, when he left his body, he wasn't given Siddha Pranali, he didn't know his Siddhadeya, he was only chanting. But the verses before that explain that he did come to the level of Baba. He was crying, his hair was standing in, he had one darshan before that of Krishna, of Vishnu. And then finally when he left his body, he said Vishnu brought his spiritual body from Vaikuntha and gave it to him. So he got his Siddhadeya. So what will happen to this devotee who is perfectly and lovingly with great bhakti and devotion serving Srila Prabhupada or any guru, it's hard to say. Krishna may reveal their Siddhadeya and all the particularities of their Siddhadeya right now in this very life through the super soul, or when they leave their body, if you use the example of Narada, if they had attained the level of bhava, if they've attained the level of bhava as a sadhaka, he's a sadhaka siddha. He's a siddha because he attained bhava. He had darshan of Vishnu. So we follow Narada Muni and we become a bhava bhakta, and then we have that full blessings of Guru. Then when we die, Vishnu will come and give us our Siddhadeya and take us to Vama Vrindavan to serve our Guru in his Sakhi Sarup. So that's the answer to your question.